And the last question related to meditation. Then, like when I sit for meditation in the open area, like when the weather is cold, like in winter, my mind will automatically goes to sleep. If I sit in a closed, like a room, it is active. But in the open area, it is like a sleepy. When I sit, I will continuously sleep instead of on a bed, but on a couch. So what do you suggest, like how to deal with this kind of sleepiness in the open space where you meditate? Thank you.
Interesting. Usually that's kind of almost the opposite of most people. So you just have to recognize what our own particular tendencies are. And then with sleepiness and drowsiness, of course, one of the first things is to pay attention to posture. Like really, you want to put some energy into an alert, upright posture so that you're using the posture for an application of energy. And then also not trying to focus too tightly on like a single object. Because if you, oftentimes what happens is we focus in on a tiny object, whether just the sensation of the breath at the tip of the nose or this, the rhythm, the feel of the rising and falling of the abdomen. It's you need an expanded, because the mind tends to drowsiness and lack of energy, then one has to expand the object that one's paying attention to, because it's much more important to dispel the hindrances than it is to focusing on an object of meditation. You want to, the function of your meditation object is to help you to overcome the five hindrances, as opposed to just trying. If I get them, my mind on that object, then it's somehow something magical is going to happen, which maybe, but I wouldn't want to guarantee it. You want to be using the posture, using the expanding the object of your attention so that it's you're maybe moving awareness through the body so that the mind has something to do. Otherwise, it wants to go to sleep.
So I recently, means I was unable to come from this. I, instead of closing the eyes, I started doing meditation with open eyes. That is working.
That was the next thing I was going to say. Okay, you're on to that one. Very good. Yeah, no, so you have to experiment and see. And certainly keeping the eyes open is really important, because we're visual. We get a lot of energy through the visual field. So being able to do that, keeping the eyes open. But yeah, try the other things as well.